A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped him and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road. But when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place. And when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Maybe I should make an exemption for the priest. Wait till I make the exemption. I have the 8:15 mass, and I'm rushing from the rectory, and I see someone who has a need on the road. This is already 8:14. What do you want me to do? No, what do you want me to do? Come late for mass? Attend to the... Okay. Well, when I was growing up, before the advent of electricity in many places, we used to play under the moonlight, you know, look forward to the moon, the full moon. And then in the playground, our parents would say, "Do not let your shadow catch up with you, so keep running." We were kids, we didn't know. We kept running and looking at the shadow, you know. Can you run away from your shadow? It reminds me of Psalm 139, verse 1, that says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know my rising. You know my thoughts, my secret thoughts. You know when I wake up. You know what I am thinking." Verse 1. Verse 7 says, "Where can I run away from your spirit? Even the deepest sea is not deep for you. If I go to the heavens, you are there. The ocean, you are there. Where can I go away from your spirit?" Jonah thought he was running away from his responsibility. How long was he going to run? How long am I running away from what God is asking me to do? For how long are you going to run? You have answered correctly. We should not abandon the needs of others. But it's easier said than done. But what is important is the intention. Were they, did they have the intention to help at all? They did not. They did not. And Jesus says to them, says to this man, who had the purest intention, who did well, who did great, the Samaritan. Notice that the Samaritan did not like other people, but for themselves. But this Samaritan went out of his way to help the other person. You remember the story of the Samaritan woman and, you know, I cannot give you water to drink because you are not one of us. But then, in this parable, he went out to help. Can I leave my comfort zone to help others? And Jesus says something very remarkable. When the Samaritan took this robber, this man who has been robbed, to the innkeeper, and says to the innkeeper, if what I have given you is not enough, do your best. When I come back, I will repay you. Jesus meant the church. We have been wounded. We are humanity. We are a people who have been wounded. He has left us in the church for us to be taken care of. Are we taking care of one another? Am I taking care of my soul? So thank God we belong to this church, this inn, so to say, where we have to be taken care of. Everyone is to be taken care of. Am I, as an individual, taking care of myself? Am I taking care of others? The story of the scriptures is about conversion. It's not about entertainment. Is the word of God actually permeating my soul, my being? Or it is just there. It goes in from one ear and it goes out. A question I have to ask myself. We need to ask ourselves.